Hey, it's Mark K. from The Mark K. Show. You hear me every day from 10 a.m. to noon on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark K. Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
I've got to get Mark K. more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark K.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
2 full hours of the Mark K. show starts right now.
A new Spanish lesson for today. Construye la pared. Construye la pared. Build the wall.
Ah, I like it. Construye la pared. Build the wall. All right, so that's our Spanish lesson for today. Hey, thanks so much for joining me. I'm Mark K. This is the Mark K. Show. Thanks. We have some big news, man. We just found out the real reason that the Democrats are not negotiating with Donald Trump. Nancy Pelosi just tipped her hand. And we now know the real reason why the Democrats are denying Donald Trump an audience, why they're not going to negotiate with him. We know the reason that they're not going to the White House. We know why they're keeping the government shut down. We know how long they're going to keep the government shut down. And it's all because of what Nancy Pelosi did this morning. By the way, if you want to watch us live, I think we're on Facebook. We're supposed to be. We will be in a minute, hopefully. We're also broadcasting live on Twitch and on YouTube. And you can join the conversation. It's really fun. There's like you can comment and you can like other people and you can. Yesterday, two people started attacking each other, which was awesome. And all that is going on live, like I said, on Twitch, on Facebook, on YouTube. And of course, look, there it is. I just got an announcement from myself that we're live on Facebook. And if you want to call us, it's 855-765-1045. But just moments ago, this just happened today. This happened this morning right before I got on the air. Nancy Pelosi now gives us two big pieces of information. First of all, she asks Donald Trump to reschedule the State of the Union address. All right. Now, the State of the Union address was supposed to be on January 29th. Okay. January 29th was the State of the Union address. What's happening now is Nancy Pelosi is telling Donald Trump in the midst of the government shutdown, and she comments about these security concerns. She says, sadly, given the security concerns and unless government reopens this week, I suggest that we work together to determine another suitable date after government has reopened for this address or for you to consider delivering your State of the Union address in writing to the Congress on January 29th. So here's the deal. Nancy Pelosi, number one, is basically trying to shut Donald Trump up. She doesn't. If you think about what happened when Donald Trump gave his last address, when he gave his address from the Oval Office last week, and then Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi felt that they were forced or that they were it would be detrimental if they didn't give a response. When you see all that happening and you see how horrible the response was and they got panned, you know that what they don't want to happen is for Donald Trump to have a 90-minute platform in front of the entire world where he can go back up and plead his case for immigration, plead his case for the border. She does not want him to have this kind of bully pulpit. And she's trying to shut him up. And so she's now willing to keep the government closed till the end of the month. She's basically saying, look, we're not going to get into any kind of conclusion. We'll keep the government shut down through January. No skin off our backs. Here's an added bonus for them. In fact, now Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are probably thinking, you know what? This is great. If we keep the government shut down, we can write to Donald Trump and say we have security concerns. We need to postpone the State of the Union, and that'll keep him off of TV, and that'll keep him from having a bully pulpit, and that'll keep him from being able to bring in the families of victims of violent crime, because that's what happens at the State of the Union. There's a whole list. Donald Trump's going to bring in, he's going to parade in a whole list of family members whose beloved ones were killed by violent crime from illegal immigrants and MS-16 and drugs. He's going to bring in people who are addicted to cocaine and meth and fentanyl and all those things we rapped about last week. He's going to bring in all these people, and they're going to be sitting there, and they're going to be watching the State of the Union. They're going to be watching with Donald Trump and with Congress and with the rest of the world. And he's going to really be able to make his case. And last time he did it, He gained support. And last time he did it, a lot of people, I mean, not the media, but like real people who vote and stuff, they all said Donald Trump made a great case for it. And we still have people coming. I mean, we had people every single day sending more and more open mics saying, this is ridiculous. Just build the wall.
Give them their wall. Negotiate. Democrats come to the table.
And that guy's not a Republican. Listen to what he said. He said, give them their wall. That's a Democrat who is leaving us an open mic saying, hey, we got to negotiate. Now, yesterday, the Democrats were invited, not Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, but a lot of the other Democrats, rank and file Democrats in the House of Representatives, were invited to the White House for lunch with Donald Trump to discuss border security, to discuss the government shutdown, to discuss what could happen, to discuss, you know, any and all options to getting everything back on track, to getting the government back on track. And what happened? None of them came. None of them came. Now, maybe they thought that they were going to get burgers and they didn't like me. They're not fans of McDonald's. Maybe they're like, oh, we're just going to get pizza and fries like the Clemson Tigers did. Or maybe they were just, told by Nancy Pelosi not to go. Maybe they just decided, screw it. We don't want to negotiate with Donald Trump. We want the government closed because we feel like it behooves us, like it benefits us. We feel like it makes our party even stronger, which a lot of them are convinced it does. But then you've got guys like this saying, hey, you know what? Give them the wall.
Give them their wall.
Yeah, and negotiate. They're refusing. After the Democrats refused to come to lunch and refused to sit down with Donald Trump, Sarah Huckabee Sanders got up and said, look, we invited them here to negotiate. The president, Donald Trump, everybody here, Mike Pence, we all want to open the government. We all want border security, and we all want to negotiate. We are ready, willing, and able. And they're refusing. They're turning down the invitations. And now Nancy Pelosi's like, you know what? We got to do something. We can't let this guy go back. We can't let Donald Trump go on television for 90 minutes and talk about how we refuse to negotiate, how we refuse to come to lunch, how we refuse to sit down at the table, how we refuse to give him money for border security. We can't let Donald Trump do this. How are we going to stop him? I've got it. We'll just rescind our invitation. We'll just take it back. We'll just be Indian inviters or whatever. That's probably not a politically correct term. But we invited him to do the State of the Union because it is something, you know, traditionally the House Speaker is the one who writes a letter inviting the president to do the State of the Union every year. But now she's basically saying, I'm sorry, it ain't going to happen. We've got to figure out a way. And this is the most telling part. This is the most telling part. Listen to this. She writes, I suggest that we work together. This is why it's comedic. I suggest that we work together to determine another suitable date after government has reopened for this address. So she's not willing to actually sit down and negotiate with Donald Trump on whether or not we can open the government. She's not actually willing to sit down with Donald Trump and negotiate on whether or not we can have border security and the border wall. She's not actually willing to do any of those things, but she will sit down and happily negotiate a time later on in the year when Donald Trump can give his State of the Union address. The only thing Nancy Pelosi is willing to sit down and negotiate with the president on is keeping him off of television, keeping him out of the Congress, not giving him a platform where he can talk to the nation, talk to the voters, talk to his base, talk to the Democrats, talk to the Congress, talk to the world and say, hey, we need to build that wall. We need the money. And one more time, the government will stay shut down. The government will not reopen. The government will be closed until we get that wall. Until we get the money we need for border security. This is why Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer don't go to the White House. This is why they don't negotiate. This is why they're not voting on anything at all, because they don't want Donald Trump on TV. And now they have a way to shut him up. They're sitting there going, this is great. We keep the government shut down. We get more voters, and Donald Trump can't do the State of the Union address. But man, I'll tell you what. He's going to do the state. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. If you want Donald Trump not to do something, just tell him he can't do it. It's going to happen. And this will be by far one of the best things on television this entire year. You think Bird Box was hot? You just wait for this State of the Union address. 855-765-1045. We got to take a quick break. 855-765-1045. This is the Mark Kay Show. Your phone calls, your open mic messages coming up. This is the Mark Kay Show. My name is Mark Kay, and I appreciate being here for Whatever You Want Wednesday. Coming up at 11 a.m., we're going to kick off Whatever You Want Wednesday, which means whatever you want to talk about, we'll talk about. Whether you want to talk about the shooting in Jacksonville, or you want to talk about how Ron DeSantis wants the entire state to get stoned. That's something, you know what, I may want to, maybe whatever I want to talk about for a little while, too. But anyway, we'll get to all that first. We got to get into this whole thing with the State of the Union. Just when you thought this thing couldn't get any more ridiculous, Nancy Pelosi sent a letter to President Donald Trump just this morning, January 16th. Is it January 16th? It's my dad's birthday. Someone remind me to call him later. Anyway, neither here nor there. So she writes, "Dear Mr. President, on January 3rd, it was my privilege as Speaker to invite you to deliver the State of the Union address on January 29th. I'm cutting. This is not a quote, by the way, anymore. I feel like that's a lie. I feel like that's fake news. I don't feel like she looks at that as a privilege. I feel like she looks at it as something that she as a tough pill to swallow, but one nonetheless that she has to do. As Speaker of the House. All right. The Constitution calls for the president to, quote, from time to time, give to the Congress information of the State of the Union, end quote. During the 19th century and up until the presidency of Woodrow Wilson, these annual State of the Union messages were delivered to Congress in writing. And Nancy Pelosi would know because I feel like she was actually there for most of those. Since the start of the modern budgeting in fiscal year 1977, a State of the Union address has never been delivered during a government shutdown. Now, that's true, but what she doesn't mention there is that there never was a government shutdown this long. There was never a government shutdown during the time of the State of the Union. That's why it was never addressed during a shutdown. Anyway, she goes on to talk about how Secretary Nielsen from the Department of Homeland Security says, look, all the resources have to be directed toward the State of the Union. All the resources, it's critical for the security of all those involved. It's a national security event. Sadly, given the security concerns and because critical departments have been hamstrung by furloughs, I suggest that we work together to determine another suitable date after government has reopened for this address or for you to consider delivering your State of the Union address in writing to Congress on January 29th. So Nancy Pelosi, concern for her safety and the safety of all Congress, of all the Senate, of all the House of Representatives, of the entire Supreme Court, of everybody who goes and attends the State of the Union, the guests, the valued guests from the presidency, all of the people that the president's going to bring in. I guarantee she has no concern for his safety. She's worried about herself. She's got to sit behind him the whole time, after all, which I really want to see. That's like one of my favorite things, is to see Mike Pence and Nancy Pelosi stand behind Donald Trump as he rails on the Democrat. It's going to be awesome. But she's basically citing these security concerns and saying, we are uninviting you now to deliver the State of the Union because of the government shutdown. Now, keep in mind, she has no problem. She has no problem sitting down with the president to figure out a new day for the State of the Union. But she won't sit down with the president to figure out how to get the thing open back up again. How to make sure that these government departments are being funded. This State of the Union, it's going to happen one way or the other. There's no way that Donald Trump is not going to give the State of the Union address as President of the United States on January 29th. And it may just be that half of Congress doesn't show up because they're scared. It may be that half of Congress stays home and watches on television. It may be that Donald Trump just does it from there. It's going to happen, though. This address is being written. Donald Trump is going to take this opportunity. It's a 90-minute, could be more, but traditionally somewhere between an hour and 90 minutes for Donald Trump to plead his case once again to the American people and to the world and say, these are the problems. You know what? You want to know what the State of the Union is? Well, number one, the State of the Union is half the government shut down and the Democrats refuse to negotiate. I invited him to lunch yesterday. They said no, none of them came. They wouldn't even come for a free Big Mac and a slice of pizza. So they're not going to negotiate. They're not going to open up the government. We need border security. Let me explain to you why. Sitting up there in the gallery next to Melania are so-and-so-and-so-and-so, and their daughter was killed by an illegal immigrant. And sitting over there, in the gallery next to Mrs. Pence is so-and-so-and-so-and-so, and their border patrol husband was shot trying to keep illegal immigrants out of the country by coyotes and drug runners and MS-16. And look at all these people. They lost their jobs to illegal immigrants. And here's somebody from New Hampshire who's strung out on drugs. and their family is strung out on drugs. They lost everything. Why? Because these illegal drugs are pouring over the border. That's what Donald Trump's going to do during this 90-minute State of the Union address. He's going to say the State of the Union is we need border security and we need money to reopen the government. And half of these people in this chamber right now are keeping both of those things from happening. And the last thing Nancy Pelosi wants and the last thing Chuck Schumer wants is for Donald Trump to have the ability to do that. All right, I take that back. That's the second to last thing they want to do. The last thing they want to do is have to get back up looking like zombies and give some kind of Democratic response that's just going to get them reamed all day on Twitter following the speech. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045 is our number. Quick break. We'll be right back. We got your phone calls. We got your open mic messages. It's whatever you want Wednesday on News 104.5 WOKV. This is the Marque Show. My name is Marque. Guess what? We're having technical difficulties. You know, it's been one of those days. Every now and then you get these technical difficulties that happen. Usually they're my fault. Somebody hits a button, and by somebody I mean me, or I take something out, or I yank a cord. The other day, literally, I had my headphones on, and I turned around and started walking across the studio, and they basically flew off my head and almost broke a screen. But they were having technical difficulties with the rest of the radio station, so, you know, we'll just jump back into the show. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045 is the number. By the way, if you are watching on Facebook, don't forget to share this broadcast, because every day we get more and more people involved, and we get more and more people calling in, and we get more and more people commenting, and it's just fantastic. And the same with Twitch too. Feel free to share any of those streams, because we want to go global. So here's the deal. Nancy Pelosi has now basically rescinded her order or her invitation to the president. She basically said, hey, remember when I invited you to the State of the Union? Psych. You know, oops. Sorry. She's taking it back. And she's citing security concerns. She's using the government shutdown and the limited budget and the limited resources of the Department of Homeland Security. She's using that as a reason to basically cancel or postpone. And I know she probably wants it canceled. She's offered Donald Trump to write down the State of the Union, you know, like it's some kind of college paper. You can type it up and submit it to us in written form, or we can do it, you know, the traditional way on television in front of God and everybody. But we have to do it at a different time because the government shut down. By the way, I don't want to negotiate with you at all on the government shutdown. I don't want to reopen the government. I don't want any of that stuff to happen. We're not willing to come to the White House and figure out a way to get a budget that's going to get passed to get the government reopened. We're not going to figure out a way. We're not going to do that. And if you want a wall, we're just going to continue to tell you no, 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 no. But we will be happy to talk to you about canceling your major television appearance. Hank in Jacksonville, thanks so much for calling the Marque Show. Hank, how are you?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Hank, what'd you want to say, buddy?
Hey, Mark, I was going to say Nancy's just the gift that keeps on giving, because if I was Trump, I'd just turn it on her really quick and say, I think it's really nice that you're caring about your own security, but the security of the country is something that you really don't care about with putting up the border fence.
Boom, in your face. That's a great retort. That's a great rebuttal. If she cared about the country's security as much as she cares about her own, we would have a border wall. We would have border protection. If Nancy Pelosi cared about other Americans' well-being, those who are victims of violent crime, those who are addicted to illegal narcotics that come across the border, if she cared about all that stuff as much as she cares about herself and the security of her party, then, yeah, we would have no problem with the State of the Union. Hank, I love that. I'm going to tweet Donald Trump right now. Thanks so much for the call. We really appreciate it. 855-765-1045. Now, there has been no response as of yet from Donald Trump. There's been no, I mean, that I've seen at least. He hasn't called me and told me what it is. I looked on his Twitter. I didn't see anything on the Twitter either. So something's going to happen eventually today. I guarantee what's going to happen is Donald Trump will figure out a way to turn this to his advantage. I'm going to figure out why. He'll figure out why, how this can be turned to his advantage, how he can. And again, I think this is a bad move for the Democrats, because it shows again obstruction. It shows again that they are unwilling to work with Donald Trump, and that everything they do seems to be a way of shutting up the president or annoying the president, and that nothing that they do has anything at all to do with the benefit of the country. nothing that they're doing at all in this whole process shows that they, like Hank just said, care for the security and the well-being of regular Americans. Nothing that they're doing shows that they are interested in coming to any kind of an impasse, that they are interested in reopening the government, and that they are interested in securing the border. I think Nancy Pelosi loves this. I'm pretty sure she does. She sat down with her office. This is how I imagine it happens. Every day she goes into the you know, her little office, and someone comes in and gives her Botox injections, and then she has her Metamucil, right? And then she says, you know, bring in the staff, and the staff all come in. And I imagine that I kind of picture it like some kind of old Game of Thrones, you know, where she's got this robe and she's sitting at a big stone table and it's very dark and there's, you know, like, torches burning in the background. And that's how I picture it. But that's just in my mind. It's probably not like that at all. And then all her little minions come in and she says, figure out today. Oh, what, you know, read the agenda. And they go, what's on the agenda today? Figure out how to annoy the president. That's the only item. And that's what they do. They sit down there, and for hours on end, they just try to figure out ways to annoy the president. They figure out ways to make Donald Trump angry. They figure out ways to get in his face. They figure out ways to keep him off of television. They figure out ways to keep him from doing his job. They figure out ways to keep him from negotiating or doing anything at all to open up the government. They just want to be a thorn in his side. They just want to, that's all they do. That's their number one agenda item. They don't want to do anything else for the country except, you know, be a thorn in Donald Trump's side. And he doesn't seem to care. That's the worst part. I think they thought that Donald Trump cared about them. I think he thought that Donald Trump cared about negotiating and was willing to work with the traditional political tactics that have been working for centuries. Why don't people know? Why haven't they figured out yet? Why haven't the Democrats figured out yet? But that this is no longer, you know, the status quo is no longer the way to go. What worked with George Bush, and what worked with, I don't know, Ronald Reagan, and what worked with Nixon, and what worked with presidents for centuries, old Washington, the swamp, the ways of the swamp don't work anymore, because Donald Trump's from a totally different place. He's from New York City. He's not from Washington, D.C. He does things differently. He does things his way, and he doesn't give a care. You have a care in the world if you don't like it. He'll serve burgers to the Clemson Tigers. He'll serve pizza to the national champs. I mean, he's got no problem with it. 855-765-1045. 855-765-1045. JJ from Jacksonville called in, said, if Pelosi is worried about the security of the State of the Union, just build a wall around the Capitol building. that'll keep people out. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045 is the number. This is breaking news. This just happened this morning. And this is a tactic. Don't think that it's not. Don't think that Nancy Pelosi, I mean, she probably really doesn't want the president to give the State of the Union address, but don't think that this isn't a completely premeditated tactic to keep the president off of television. And I don't know why. I don't know what the point is, too, because if the president wants to be on television, all he has to do is walk outside his house and wave his hand in the air and start answering reporters' questions, and he'll be on every television station immediately. He's got one of the most popular. The White House can stream live on YouTube anytime they want. And they do. They stream hours upon hours, totally uninterrupted, totally unedited, whatever they want. Donald Trump is the most watched person in the entire world. He's probably the most photographed. He's clearly the most reported on. It doesn't matter. When he wants media coverage, when he wants to get out there, he will get out there. So why even bother canceling the State of the Union address? Because Donald Trump will just figure out it. He'll just call another Oval Office, you know, televised event. He'll just call another Oval Office televised, you know, speech. And then they'll be forced to get on there anyway and give their Democratic responses because they don't want to look like schlubs. And I'm pretty sure that the horrible Democratic response they gave last time Donald Trump spoke is one of the reasons why they're probably fear going back on TV and trying to argue with the president. They know they can't make a case. Hey, Justin in St. Augustine, thanks for calling the Mark Kay Show. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, good, man. What'd you want to say, Justin?
Hey, I was watching some TV shows yesterday.
Yeah.
And when I was watching them, it kind of shows you, like, why the wall is an inhumane thing, but it's really not like that. And it kind of, like, shows, like, it justifies about illegal crossing is okay.
What shows were you watching? Were you watching like Telemundo or Univision or something?
No, it wasn't Telemundo. I forget exactly what it was. I think it was some National Geographic or something like that.
Got it. But they were talking about how the wall was inhumane.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as you watched it, you thought to yourself, this isn't at all true.
Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, we're just trying to protect ourselves.
Yeah. No, it's true. I saw on Drudge Report the other day, they listed an article. It was like walls around the world. Somebody's out there right now putting together a massive coffee table book, and it's just going to be pictures of famous walls. But I clicked through a couple of them, and of course, the Great Wall of China is one of the, you know, there's the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem. There's tons of walls. The Vatican has the bastion of Catholicism where the Pope lives. And I'll be honest with you, the Pope is a pretty much an open border policy kind of guy. You know, the Pope is all like, everybody love everybody, except for the priest. But he's like, everybody, you know, all countries should get along, one big world union. He's really into that. But he's got a big wall around Vatican City. In fact, there's only, I think, two ways to get in and out of Vatican City, and it's massive. It blocks out the sun. It's not even a 30-foot wall. It is huge. You've got walls in every country. If you look at the Kremlin, there's a wall around it. If you look at the White House, there's a fence. You know, but there's probably should be a wall. There's walls everywhere. You know, I mean, and if you click through, you'll see that this is a long-standing form of protection. Everybody has some kind of the Berlin Wall they mentioned, of course, which is now, you know, defunct. But, then, you know, there's so many different ways that this is hypocritical of the United States. We support so many other countries that use this kind of border security to protect themselves. You know, I'm shocked that more countries I'm surprised Mexico doesn't have a wall on its southern border with all these refugees coming through and marching through Mexico and, you know, pushing aside their military and their police officers and basically having their way with the entire government and saying, hey, we don't care that there's 11,000 people invading your country. We're all trying to get to the United States. They should build a wall on their southern border. I bet it would help. It's a lot shorter. And I bet it would help. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045. Quick break. Some of your phone calls, some of your open mic messages coming up. This is the Markay Show on News 104.5 WOKV. You know why they call us breaking news? It's because everything's breaking around here. First, the radio station broke. Now the lights literally just went out. If you're watching on Facebook, you see that the lights went out. I have one vanity light for whatever reason. I don't know where it's wired to, but it stayed on. All the lights around us and all the rooms, poof, they're gone. Apparently, there's electrical workers in the building, and they hit it. I thought it was Craig. Craig's in here, and he's putting in a TV so that, you know, we can watch Netflix during the show, during the commercial breaks. And I thought he was hammering in the wall. I thought he hit some kind of electrical cable and knocked the lights out. But then I realized if that had happened, he'd also knock himself out. And since he's still standing on the ladder, I feel like everything's okay. This morning, while I was broadcasting my other show, the one with all the music and none of the exciting talk, they started cutting concrete right literally outside the window. And I don't know if you've ever tried to broadcast a radio show while someone's cutting concrete. Damn near impossible. Damn, the building, I thought the building was going to collapse. That's how loud it was. The other thing I noticed was the concrete was being cut just feet from my car. And as I watched and listened to the concrete cutting, I saw a little flecks of concrete and dust fall down on the hood of my car. But I will say I appreciate because the guy who did it took a hose later and just kind of gave me a real impromptu, you know, kind of like a getified car wash afterward just to get it off. So anyway, it's been that kind of a day. But, you know, the show must go on. 855-765-1045 is our number, and it's time for whatever you want Wednesday, whatever you want to talk about. If you want to talk about the wall some more, we can do that. If you want to talk about the State of the Union, no problem. Somebody just wrote to me and said, are you stoned? And I said, no, I'm not. And they said, it looks like it. It's like dimly lit. You know, we're misspelling words. The lights are going off. Everyone's hitting wrong buttons, which, you know, I mean, it could be. It's pretty soon, you know, with Governor DeSantis, we could all soon be strung out on medical marijuana because, this medical marijuana thing in Florida, it's no secret to anybody that John Morgan has been pushing for this it seems like decades. Seems like he was born pushing for medical marijuana in the state of Florida. And now the amendment's been passed, and there was a lawsuit to try to, you know, keep it from happening. But Governor DeSantis just announced, or he's planning to announce, that they're going to drop the appeal. You know, we're going to drop the appeal. Basically, Governor Santis said he's very soon going to announce changes in how the state is carrying out a constitutional amendment that broadly legalizes medical marijuana. He said that he intends to abandon an appeal of a court decision that said a ban on smoking medical marijuana violates the constitutional amendment. We passed a constitutional amendment, so this ban on smoking marijuana violates the Constitution of the state of Florida now. And rather than pursue that in court, he said he's just going to drop it. There'll be no appeal, and that'll make it a lot easier for people who medically need it, I'd like to point out, to access and use marijuana to cure themselves. Which, you know, it seems like it's everywhere. There's this whole CBD oil thing going on. I don't know if you guys know about the CBD oil, but just check my email box, because somebody's sending me a link for CBD oil every 5 seconds. And CBD oil, you know, it's in the grocery store now. They've got it at like Native Sun or Whole Foods or whatnot. And it comes in gummy bears, which I always think is dangerous. Whenever you put something that's meant for adults in gummy form, I just feel like you're asking for kids to, you know, to get strung out on something. But CBD oil stands for like cannabisidioretizolo something. I don't know. It's basically, instead of smoking weed, they take the cannabis and they squeeze it really tight and all this oil drips out. They put it in a bottle and it's supposed to have the same effect. And people are using it as an anxiety medicine. They're using it, you know, when they go on airplanes. They're using it when they go to meet with their boss. They're using it when they have to deal with their wives. Whatever. It's supposed to be this natural. They call it a supplement. I see you can get it in smoothies every now and then. You can put it on salads. They say, you know, ask us about a CBD oil shot on your salad. And it's supposed to calm you. I mean, basically, it's like smoking weed, but it's already sort of legal, isn't it? I mean, that's the kind of idea I get. That's what I see from the CBD oil. That's how it's been presented to me. I mean, I have a good friend who's like, man, I had really bad anxiety. So I went to the store to see what they gave me. They sold me a vape pen and CBD oil. And I said, did it work? And they're like, oh, it works great. It works great now. Whenever I feel stressed, I just vape a little CBD oil and everything's great. And I go, how often do you do that? He goes, ah, once an hour. I was like, you're a lot more stressed than I thought you were. I thought it's like the new big thing. 855-765-1045. It's supposed to be. I mean, I guess if, why is it that something like that, like some kind of hemp extract is legal, but the marijuana itself is not? It seems very, I mean, I guess, you know, it seems very interesting to me. You can go to the store and buy the extract, but you can't actually go buy the stuff unless it's medically necessary. I don't understand the difference. Maybe there's an expert out there who can explain it to me. 855-765-1045. It's like when I was in high school, there was this tea. And everybody was like, all the teenagers were like, oh, you got to get this tea. It's like mini weed. And the tea has THC in it, and it'll make you feel stoned, but it's totally legal. So one day my friend and I were like, well, let's go try it. We went to this health food store and we're like, I forget what the tea was called. It had some name. Oh, it's like pot tea, right? So I went in there and I was like, hey, do you have some pot tea? And they go, yeah, here it is. How much do you want? I go, I don't know, just a little bit. So I took it home and I boiled some water. We made the tea. We drank a cup. Didn't feel anything. Drank another cup. Didn't feel anything. Then, like, 2 days later, I was talking to them. I go, yeah, I tried that tea. It was, you know, it tasted weird. And it didn't do anything. They go, what do you mean it tasted weird? And I go, well, I put it in hot water, and I drank it, and it tasted disgusting. And they go, you're not supposed to drink it. You're supposed to smoke it. And I was like, ew, you guys are rolling up tea and smoke. What's wrong with you? That was the end of my foray into into any kind of mind-altering substances. Well, with the exception of beer. 855-765-1045. Whatever you want Wednesday starts next on The Markay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
I've got to get Markay more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Markay.
We're entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Markay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Man, I'll tell you what. The Democrats asking the president to postpone the State of the Union address pretty much tells us more about the State of the Union than any address that the president could give. What's up? It's the Markay Show. My name's Markay. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you're watching on Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, hey, thanks so much for being here. Don't forget to subscribe and share and like and comment and all that social media stuff you're supposed to do to make us the most powerful people in the entire world. It's Whatever You Want Wednesday, which means we're going to talk about whatever you want to talk about. And lo and behold, wouldn't you know it, we have a ton of people that are experts on CBD. CBD, THC, and weed. We're going to get to you guys here in just a minute. Plus, a couple people wanted to talk about the shutdown. They want to talk about the shooting here in Jacksonville. You know, I had a good question on the Facebook page. Somebody wrote and asked, why is this called a mass shooting and not a gang-related drive-by? And, you know, they're still investigating it. But we had the same conversation just before the show started, because the other Josh kept talking about the mass shooting and saying, hey, we're getting some open mic messages on the mass shooting. And I thought, is it a mass shooting? Because, you know, not to belittle the news or say, you know, the urgency of the situation. Any shooting is bad. But does this constitute a mass shooting if six people are shot? You know, is there a number? Is there some kind of requisite? Is there some kind of, you know, way we figure it out? What's the difference between if they're all in the same car, if it's a drive-by or gang-related shooting, as opposed to, you know, if it's just one person? So that's what they're calling it right now. That's what they're reporting. We'll bring you the details on that here before too long. 855-765-1045. This is Larry in Fernandina Beach. Larry, thanks so much for calling the Markay Show. How you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. What do you want to talk about today, Larry?
I just wanted to touch base on the CBD oil.
Yeah. It's like the new big hot thing, man. Everybody, it's all everywhere.
Yeah. Actually, I've got one of my daughters was born with a rare metabolic disorder, and it causes a lot of seizures. So after going to the doctors and, you know, getting put on all kinds of different medicine, we tried to give it a shot. And believe it or not, it actually works. And some of it comes non-THC form, and then some of it does come with it. But I actually tried it for anxiety myself, and the kind that I have has THC in it, and it don't do anything. It don't get you high. You can't tell a difference. But I have noticed for the stress that it does work.
So, yeah, so you're saying that you have less anxiety and stress. Because how much of this stuff are you taking? Are you taking the oil or the gummies, or are you smoking it? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm taking the oil and probably like 3 to 5 mL a day.
Yeah.
Comes in a little dropper and just shoot it in your mouth and go on about your business. And
3 to 5 milliliters about a day. All right. And you can drive on it and all that stuff. No problem. You can operate heavy machinery.
Oh, yeah. You cannot even tell the difference that you took it as far as like highness or nothing like that.
I got it. Hey, man. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. So there, that guy, I'll tell you what, he sure sounded relaxed. He sure, if CBD oil makes me as relaxed as he sounded, hey, sign me up. 855-765-1045. Matt in Orange Park. How are you, Matt?
Real good. I would add to CBD. Well, frankly, I'm too cheap to buy much of it. There's several cannabinoids, CBD being one of them.
And, cannabinoid. That's the word I was looking for. The cannabinoids. That's like.
CBD is just one of many of them, and THC is the fun one that we all talk about.
Yeah.
And the oil shouldn't have much, if any, but if not, they could get a lot more money selling it as hash oil.
Yeah, no, that's right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Cannabinoids is what it is. Which sounds like robots that turn into marijuana, doesn't it? Like the Autobots, the Decepticons, the cannabinoids. This is Carlos from Palm Coast. Hey, Carlos, how are you?
Hey, good, Mark. How are you doing today?
Good. Are you also a CBD oil user?
My brother gives me little drops once a week or something, but I don't, you know, I don't really use it other than for.
Do you know you're getting it, or is he like sneaking into your bedroom when you're sleeping?
Well, no, like, you know, I see him often. He works in the same town, so every time he sees me, he's like, "You haven't taken your supplement," you know, blah blah blah. But one thing I wanted to point out with the CBD oils is CBD itself, because, you know, when you think about, you know, marijuana, pot plant, whatever, it's got two elements mainly to it: the THC and the CBD. The THC is the stuff that, you know, gets you high and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
CBD, for the most part, doesn't do that. In fact, there's a lot of research involved with it that helps your cells, like, coat themselves and help them regenerate, which is why it's
Wait a minute. It helps your cells regenerate?
Well, it helps them, like, coat themselves, so it actually can help protect. There's a lot of research involved with cancer with this.
Oh, so it's not like Wolverine, where if I get cut, like, it'll heal right up.
Well, their cells naturally do kind of regenerate.
That's true. You're right.
In fact, a lot of people, one of the things they tell people if they're dealing with cancer and, you know, all they got is really chemo and stuff is, hey, if you can do it, don't, you know, try to go on a fast where you don't eat very much. Because your cells can go dormant, but cancer cells can't. So if you, you know, if you cut the food source off from the cancer cells, they can, they just kind of die off.
Interesting.
And the normal cells can go into like a hibernation mode and then regenerate. And, you know, that's actually something that's very effective.
So when your brother gives you the CBD oil, do you feel more relaxed?
It doesn't do anything to me, honestly.
Oh, all right. Well, there's it's a waste of money. It ain't cheap either, by the way, too. It's like, I mean, it's expensive. People are, they're making money off of it. I feel like almost half of the stuff that they sell, they're, I mean, it's just like, it could just be like castor oil in a bottle with a label on it, and people are charging 70, 80 bucks for it. Personally, that's what I feel like that's happening often. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045. Sean in Jacksonville. How are you, Sean? Thanks for calling the Markay Show.
All right. How you doing, bud?
Hey, good, man. What'd you want to say?
I want to say I think Nancy Pelosi needs to go without a check like Donald Trump does so she can change her attitude about the country.
Yeah. I know a lot of Democrats and Republicans have already said they're not getting paid during the shutdown. Now, the funny thing is they're all millionaires anyway. Like, their salary is what it's nothing. They're making more on interest monthly on their investments.
It's $4,000 a week. I know exactly what it is.
Yeah, so. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So, and did you hear anything about the news about you're able to drink and sip wine in the wind in the stores now?
You're able to do what?
They're able to drink wine and sip beer in the stores now. Unless it's something that she's seen on the news last night.
Oh, wow, man. No, I did see the lady in Walmart who got busted drinking wine out of a Pringles can because she didn't want to get busted drinking wine. So she had a Pringles can, filled it up with some Merlot. She was cruising around on one of those little scooters through the Walmart, sipping her Merlot, and they busted her. And she tried to play it off like she was just popping into a can of Pringles. 855-765-1045. This is Neil calling from the UK. Neil, how are you?
How are you, sir? Just quickly, you know, this thing about legalizing cannabis oils and stuff like that, I'm a bit surprised that, you know, we don't have that kind of stuff in this country, and we don't have an opioid crisis. You know, it's fairly balanced. You know, doctors don't prescribe. Wouldn't this lead to people taking other hardware? Isn't this a slippery slope to going to cocaine?
You're saying that CBD oil and legalizing marijuana is a slippery slope toward cocaine?
I would suggest so. It's like Clemson went to the White House, and now eating hamburgers is now kind of cool, you know. I mean, last time I went to McDonald's was about 3 months ago. It's just junk food. This kind of, you know, portraying of things, I don't know, in my opinion, it's not right. I mean, look, it's a free country. You can do what you like. That's not the issue. But the issue is that, you know, this kind of, it's a slippery slope. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, you've got a huge opioid crisis. I'm shocked, you know.
Yeah, no, I get it. Hey, thanks so much for your call. I'm sorry to cut you short, and thanks for calling in from the UK. We appreciate it. I didn't know that eating hamburgers all of a sudden was cool. I think hamburgers have been around forever, haven't they? 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045. June in Orange Park. How are you?
All right, Markay. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely, June. What do you want to say?
I have a question. I have a statement also. What liability do these folks have if they get into an accident on these oils and hurt someone?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know the whole I don't know if it's a mood altering drug or whatever. Everyone's saying they feel more relaxed and they're going in. You know, everyone seems people that are into CBD oil and THC, they're experts on it. It's like when you talk to somebody who's really into craft beer, you know, you got that one friend who it's not just beer, but there's barley and hops and yeast and there's a special kind of rice. And they put in these oak barrels and they use water from the riverbed of the Colorado River. Whatever. There's like all these people that are way too into beer. And I'm like, is it cold? Does it taste good? And does it have alcohol in it? Serve it up. But if you talk to somebody about CBD oil or marijuana and they can tell you the ingredients and the milliliters and the way it helps your cells regenerate, they're really into it. I don't know if it has an effect. I don't know the way alcohol does or hard drugs do on the way. I don't know if it impairs you at all. So if you get into an accident, you know, if you run off the road and you hit somebody on a bicycle because you took some CBD oil, I don't know if it's because of the oil or if you're just a crappy driver. 855-765-1045. Let's be honest. It's probably because you were on your cell phone. 855-765-1045 is the number. Quick break. More of Whatever You Want Wednesday coming up next on The Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV. This is The Mark Kay Show. Thank you so much for joining us. Are you talking about this? So Governor DeSantis is backing off of an appeal in this lawsuit against the... Basically, what happened is the constitutional amendment for medical marijuana passed, like, overwhelmingly. Like, it was, like, it was no joke, dude. It's like, we hate greyhound racing. We love medicinal marijuana. And so there was this court case saying, look, the current laws are they're unconstitutional. And there was a lawsuit, and the state of Florida lost, and Governor DeSantis was going to appeal, and now he's saying, look, I'm not going to appeal, because basically the will of the voters is they like medical marijuana, they want it. Anyway, this led us into a conversation about CBD oil, which seems to be like the new hot thing. People are using it for anxiety, and they're using it for pain relief, and they're using it for, you know, they put it in smoothies and on salads, and it's like everywhere you go, it's like, ask me about CBD oil. And they've got it in gummies, and I see people at the airport popping these things before they get on the plane, because they're just, yeah, they're freaking out. And just during the last break, I had to go to the other studio, and I walk out in the hallway, and one of the guys who works here comes up to me real quiet. He's like, hey, I go, what? He goes, that stuff at the health food store, that ain't no good. You come see me later. I was like, all right, man, thanks. Thanks. 855-765-1045 is the number. Gail in Jacksonville, thanks for calling the Mark Kay Show. It's Whatever You Want Wednesday, Gail. So whatever you want to talk about, we'll talk about.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good. What's up?
Good. Well, I'm listening to the CBD conversation, yeah. And, you know, I'm not like a drug user or anything like
that. No, not at all, yeah.
I was interested in how much of this would you have to do, like if it, to show up in a drug test. Maybe your other callers could weigh in on that would know.
I'm asking for a friend here, but if I drink a whole bottle of CBD oil and piss into a cup, are they going to be able to trace that back to me? That's a good question. I don't know. We'll ask. I'm sure somebody will know. Chris on the road. How are you, Chris?
Oh, hey, Mark. How are you?
Good. What do you want to say, Chris?
I just haven't heard anything. First of all, I take the CBD oil, and I don't mean to contradict you, but I really know nothing about it other than the fact that it really works on my arthritis.
Oh.
My wife told me to take it. I don't know who told her or convinced her, but she, after her telling me and telling me and finally, I finally capitulated, and she said, try it for a week. And I'm always climbing in and out of a truck, and my knees are always killing me.
Yeah.
And I'm a very, very cynical person. I was like, yeah, whatever, no way, it's not going to work. Well, I was completely floored how it, like, took 95% of the pain in my knees away after using it for, like, 4 days.
What, really?
Yeah, the only thing I don't like about it is you got to pay $20 for this tiny little bottle.
That's what I'm screaming.
And it only lasts a week.
Yeah, no, I've seen the prices. Hey, thanks so much for calling me. I get emails all the time. I don't know what list I got on, but I get emails for, well, I mean, the typical ones that all dudes get. You know, make her excited, last all night, all that stuff. But then I get the CBD oil ones for all of it for some reason. And then, of course, I get the ones from Kenya saying, hey, we've got a lot of money here. Just give us your bank account and we'll share the $20 million worth of gold with you. But so it must be the new, it must definitely be the new big thing. Because everybody seems to be into it. 855-765-1045. I wonder if this is going to cut into the medical marijuana market or if it's going to enhance it. You never know. We got to take a quick break, but Steve is on the line from Orange Park. Linda's in Jacksonville. Charlie, Cynthia, Bob, Tom. We're going to get to all y'all. If you can just hang tight one more minute. Everybody on Facebook, keep commenting, keep sharing. If you're on Twitch, thanks for being here. We got to take one more quick break. We'll be right back. It's the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV. Hey, you know that Babbel thing we advertised? Listen, it works.
A new Spanish lesson for today. Construye la pared. Construye la pared. Build the wall.
Got it. Construye la pared. I'm going to put that on a t-shirt and I'm going to sell millions of them. All right. Or, you know, How do you say, I don't know how you say million. Muchos pesos. Hey, Steve in Orange Park, thanks so much for calling the Marque Show. It's whatever you want Wednesday, Steve. I know you've been holding a long time. What do you want to talk about?
Yes, Mark, I understand we live in an age where abortion seems to be the going thing now, but I'm looking at what's going on in Jacksonville with that child that got shot in what appeared to be a drive-by shooting, and a family member shot the child.
Yeah.
And they are calling that a justifiable homicide. I can remember at one time that that was considered a negligent homicide.
Yeah.
And the perpetrators were held responsible for that act.
Well, look, I mean, the interesting thing about this is that, yeah, you're right. His name was Tashawn Galley, 7 years old. And basically what happened is some guy with a grudge or a group of individuals in a car drove up to this house and started shooting at somebody else who lived there. And the other person who lived there pulled out their gun to try and, you know, basically what they say was self-defense. Somebody starts shooting at you, you start shooting back so that you don't die. And unfortunately, one of his bullets hit Tashawn Galley in the back of the head. But because I guess because he didn't start the incident, because he wasn't the agitator, because he didn't start shooting it. If it were somebody from the car who pulled up and just started spraying bullets out the window, who killed the kid, yeah, I guarantee that would have been a homicide. But because it was an act of self-defense, they're calling it justifiable. It's weird, I know, and a lot of people I was talking to Adam Kirk about this just the other day, because we talk, you know, we don't just sit in here and stare at each other when he's doing the news, we talk, and he said, you know, I understand, like, okay, where's the limit to this? Like, if you kill two people accidentally while you're defending yourself against a third, is that still justifiable? What if he had a machine gun, and he pulls out a machine gun and starts spraying bullets at the car, and three people get killed? At what point does it not become justifiable anymore? Look, the long and the short of it is, it's a horrible accident. It ruined a lot of lives. Should this guy go to jail for accidentally shooting somebody when he was just trying to probably defend the kid and whoever else was in the house? I don't know. Would I do something differently? If I had a gun and somebody pulled up and started shooting at my house, shooting at me and my family, would I not shoot back? I probably would. I probably would if I were armed. Would I try not to kill anybody that I loved? Yes. You know, and if it accidentally happened, I'd be crushed. But I wouldn't want to spend the rest of my life in jail either. 855-765-1045 is the number. Linda in Jacksonville, thanks so much for calling the Marque Show. How are you, Linda?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
Good. What'd you want to say?
What I wanted to tell you is I took CBD oil for the severe pain in my knee.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went to one store and got it, and they just told me to take 5 drops twice a day, morning and before I went to bed.
Okay.
Which I did. And after a couple of days, it helped. So I thought, with a little bit help, maybe a little more will do better. Well, not, it didn't. I don't suffer from anxiety.
Oh, good. Linda, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to put you back on hold because I can barely, it's like you're sound, it's like you're calling from the bottle of CBD oil is what it sounds like to me. Hey, thanks so much for the call. That's the thing. I had chronic pain. You really? I got a pain in my butt. I got a bunch of those. Can I table that out? Will CBD oil help? I got a pain in my neck. I got a pain in my butt. That's crazy. Hey, sometimes when I just leave work though, my pain and my anxiety just kind of washes away. Tom from Fleming Island. How are you, Tom?
I'm great, Mark.
Welcome to Whatever You Want Wednesday, Tom. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, since it's wherever you want, I'm going to regress back to Nancy Pelosi.
That is a regression. You're absolutely right about that. What do you want to say about Nancy Pelosi?
If you go to her city of San Francisco, you're going to walk through streets with feces, needles, the city is just gone.
What is with people's phones? I mean, it's still 2019, right? I mean, it's 2000. We have people watching and calling in from all over the globe. You know, I can text message and I can get anything from Amazon delivered to my house from my phone without talking to anybody or handling paper money. And I can get it delivered today. I can get food from any restaurant in Jacksonville delivered from Uber Eats. But for whatever reason, somebody can't call in and we can't have like a phone conversation for more than 2 minutes before their signal craps out. Charlie in St. Augustine. How are you, Charlie?
I'm doing great, Mark. How are you?
Oh, good. Hey, your phone sounds amazing. Charlie, what did you want to say?
Oh, thanks. You know, I used to work for the vice president under the Obama administration.
Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I worked for one of their agencies that was temporary. But we had several events in the East Room,
mm-hmm.
and without table, I mean, it's about a 3,000 square foot room. Without tables in there, you can get 200 easily. My main topic was, why couldn't the president do the State of the Union from the White House? Why does it have to be at the Capitol?
Well, I mean, it doesn't even have to be a televised State of the Union. As Nancy Pelosi so eloquently pointed out in her letter, why don't you just write it all down and send it over? Because that's what they used to do. It's more of like a pomp and circumstance thing. And it's the yeah. president. The Constitution says from time to time, the president is supposed to come and deliver to Congress a State of the Union. So the president is supposed to come to them and say, hey, guys, here's what's going on with the union. So that's the ceremonial part of it. It's supposed to be a present. Now, right. the rest of us get to see it, but this is specifically the president giving information to Congress, and that's why it's always held in the Capitol building.
If you look at the president's cabinet, the Supreme Court, military leaders, you know, guess he normally has staff, and yeah. then House and Senate leadership, I mean, that's roughly 150 people. I mean, he could invite all those people and do it on TV from the White House.
No, that's true. Hey, thanks so much for your call. We appreciate it. I mean, he could, but it's going to happen. I don't foresee it not happening. I mean, it's Donald Trump. He'll just call in the Marine Corps to shut down the place. You want security? Fine. He's the commander in chief. He can protect everybody in there, you know, can be protected by someone. They will figure out a way to do the State of the Union. It's a political ploy by Nancy Pelosi. She's trying to, and I feel like it's going to backfire because she's basically saying, number one, we're trying to silence the executive branch of government. And number two, we're letting you know that this government shutdown is going to last well past January 29th. It's going to last for at least two more weeks, if not longer. We have no intention of negotiating. That's literally what she's saying. So think about this. If Nancy Pelosi's saying, we're not going to negotiate for at least two more weeks, we need to cancel the State of the Union, Donald Trump has there's no incentive for him to not cancel it or to cancel it. There's no incentive for him not to give it. Because she's not going to negotiate. The Democrats that he invited to the White House yesterday flat out said, we're not coming. We have no interest in talking to you about reopening the government. So when you have a president who's trying to negotiate and Democrats who flat out say, we're not going to come there and negotiate. We're not going to talk to you. We have no proposals. If we reopen the government and you want to talk about the government funding of the wall, we're still going to say no. It's off the table. And now we're not even going to do anything until after the State of the Union, which is January 29th. They're basically telling Donald Trump, we are determined to keep the government shut down forever. So there's no incentive for him to. They're basically now telling the American people, it's our fault. We want this. More so than the president does. At least, you know, as much as. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of Whatever You Want Wednesday coming up on The Markay Show on News 104.5 WOKV. This is The Markay Show. My name is Markay. Thank you so much for joining us today, folks. We appreciate it. I'm learning so much about, I'm learning how to say, what was it, build a wall in Spanish?
Spanish lesson for today. Construye la pared.
Yeah, construye la pared. I'm going to put that on a t-shirt. So you can walk around and nobody's going to know what it's, they're going to think it says something dirty. I'm also learning a lot about CBD oil. Fun fact, I was talking about how I get all these emails. During the last break, I literally got an email. It says pure CBD for pain. Try it free today. But it looks like a really shady website. I'm not putting my credit card in it. There's no way in hell they're getting any of my information. 855-765-1045. It's the number. 855-765-1045 is the number. This is Peter in Mississippi. Peter, thanks so much for calling from Mississippi. We appreciate
looking
you calling. What do you want to say, Peter?
I just wanted to talk about fitness.
About fitness? You want to talk about fitness? Oh, I guess he's, okay, never mind. Well, I guess maybe you called the wrong show. Jeff, if you want to talk about fitness, you're definitely calling. Calling me is not going to be the way to go. Unless you're talking about fitness burger in your mouth. 855-765-1045 is the number. Jack in Jacksonville, thanks for calling the Markay Show. How are you, Jack?
Hey, doing fine.
What did you want to say, sir?
I just want to know where you can find that CBD oil.
The the CBD. You want to know where to find it? Well, they have it at the health food stores, but according to this dude who shall remain nameless who works here, that stuff's crap. So I don't know where you get the other. Maybe online or something. There's probably like a dispensary or something. But I know, I think Whole Foods has it and Native Sun. And I don't know if they have it at like Winn-Dixie and Publix. Maybe the fancier one. There's a really fancy Winn-Dixie near my house. You know, they've got like the prepared food section. They've got all that. So maybe that's part of it. This is Kevin in Jacksonville. Kevin, hey, thanks so much for calling the Mark K Show. How are you, Kevin?
I'm doing great there, Mr. McKay. I just wanted to say and bring attention to Florida residents, military personnel and so forth. If you do wind up getting the medical marijuana license in order to buy the medical marijuana, you are going to be required to surrender your right to bear arms. Okay.
Oh, I didn't know that. So if you get a medical marijuana license, so you can go and get the medical marijuana, you won't be able to carry a firearm.
Correct.
Now, is that a concealed carry permit or like a shotgun or a rifle or anything? Because as far as I know, I mean, there's a lot of stoners out there with shotguns.
Right. There are. And there's a lot of criminals out there with them, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, as far as I know, from what I understood, if you get a medical marijuana license, in order to help your health and all that, you have to surrender your concealed weapons permit and your firearms that you have in your possession.
All right. I didn't know that. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Greg is checking in real quick. Greg, thanks so much for calling the Mark K Show. It's whatever you want Wednesday. So what do you want to talk about?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Mark.
Yeah.
I just want to talk about the whole State of the Union.
Uh-huh.
I think he should. If Pelosi wants him to call it off, there's a reason she wants him to call it off. And I think he needs to go ahead and have it. But he needs to have it with big poster graphs up there with telling people where money's going to foreign aid. He needs to have the videos of her and Chuck Schumer and Barack Obama and all them talking about, we need a wall. And just lay it all out there. Because normally when he talks, he gets cherry-picked by the liberal news media, and they can twist what he says and what he says into different things. This way, he'll have a national audience on all the news stations, all the three big major networks, and there will be no confusion about who's at fault here and what's going on.
The State of the Union, and you can tell that Nancy Pelosi definitely is. There's two reasons she doesn't want Donald Trump to deliver the State of the Union, and you're right about it. The first one is she doesn't like what he's going to say, which is it's their fault. It's the Democrats' fault. We have all these people here who have been affected by border security and illegal immigration and drugs and all these other horrible things, terrorism, everything that's coming, pouring over the southern border. She's petrified of what he's going to say, and she also, I think, is petrified of somebody having to give a response, because last time Donald Trump had a national audience, when he spoke from the Oval Office and they gave a response, it was pitiful and horrible. And we started making memes of them looking like American Gothic. You know, everyone said, oh, my God, they were so awful. Her and Chuck Schumer, Chancy, they looked like they were zombies. And I think it did their case a lot of, it didn't help their case at all. So I think she realizes that the more Donald Trump has a platform to basically throw the Democrats under the bus, which is what's happening now, the worse it is for her. And here's the other problem. She's now giving him more ammunition because she wants to cancel the State of the Union. She's saying it's based on security concerns. But and there's no way in hell that she cares about her own security. And if she does, as somebody pointed out earlier, that's really hypocritical. She's worried about her own security, but not the security of millions of Americans in Texas and Arizona and California. 855-765-1045. We got to go. News. Rush Limbaugh coming up next. This is the Mark K Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.